Welcome to the PeopleCert Q4 2024 conference call. My name is Alan, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note this call is being recorded, and for the duration, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero, and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Byron Nicolaides, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Hello, everyone. I'm Byron. I'm the CEO of PeopleCert. Welcome to the Q4 2024 results call. Together with me, we have our CFO, Giorgio Hanetsos, our Chief Corporate Development Officer, Eleni, and also VP of Corporate Development, Petros. Myself and George will do the talk, and then we'll gladly answer any questions that you may have. So moving on to the highlights slide number five. Our revenue in Q4 2024 was 35 million, 3% up compared to Q4 2023. And we closed the year with 125 million pounds revenue, 1% versus the previous year 2023. But we had a negative FX impact, dollar primarily, -3.2 million. And also, we had some accounting changes compared to 2023. This was 800,000. So net of those, our revenue would have been 125 million and +5%, +4%, excuse me, versus 2023. The EBITDA was better, 9%, 20 million, 9% up versus Q4 2023. And the adjusted EBITDA, because we had also some extraordinary items, of course, for potential acquisition, for an acquisition that we did not realize. So the adjusted EBITDA margin, instead of 55%, is at 58%. And if we take also net of FX and accounting adjustment, it comes to 59.2%. At 70, it would have been 74 million. Net debt, our cash position end of year is 143 million. Compared to the previous numbers that you can see over there. And also, the net debt to EBITDA has further improved to 2.04x. This is essentially our target. Every time you keep asking where is the target, etc., I said close to two. Now we are almost at 2x net debt to EBITDA. Other 2024 highlights, we maintain a resilient financial profile, still growing revenue and profitability, in spite, I would say, of the challenges that are in the global certification market and global markets in general, the turmoil we all are living. We continue to have the transformation across the organization in multiple fronts. We're investing in new products, new updates, translations, rebranding, big thing. PeopleCert Plus, which is the B2C and the subscription revenue, is up 40% in 2024. And also, just a reminder that we have signed, it was pending for a long period of time, a revolving credit facility, an RCF of 60 million, 20 plus 40. Within the year, we had two bolt-on acquisitions. One is we acquired a company in India, DCCube. Now it's LanguageCert India. It's about our languages business. And also, we acquired a complete system of learning materials, learning LMS, I would say, complete LMS for languages, which is called CATS. Next slide. Okay, other presentation, you can see the business highlights. If there are some new investors in the call, it tells what, as people said, we are doing. The LTM December 2022 KPIs are the ones that I already mentioned. The one difference here additionally is that cash flow conversion is at 87%, margin at 58%, net debt to EBITDA at 2 times. You can see also the revenue background by product, by exams revenue line, by geography, and by channel. B2C is increasing slowly. America is 15%, APAC 16%, EMEA 69%. You can see about the products on the business line. No surprises, slight improvements similar to the previous times. Also here you can see in the product footprint where it started as an exam organization, almost exams only before 2021. Now with the new product lines that we are having, the exams is 57%. You can see all the other product lines, the proprietary contacts is 25%, and the value-added services for the online proctoring. We can see also the membership that is increasing, and we expect to increase it further this year. Slide number 8 is the slide that shows our cash position together with the net debt to EBITDA. You see that now we are very close to 2 times net debt to EBITDA, and this being mainly, I would say, the target as we promised 3.5 years ago. You can see here the performance of our bond and compared to other indices. I think essentially this closes my part of the presentation. I'll pass to George to give you more details on the financials. Thank you. George?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Quick snapshot. We are on slide 11. As we said earlier, we had an increase in our top line and a further improvement in our profitability. As a result of this, our profit margin is at 58% and now is in line with our historical average. Our capitalization also is stable and in line with the average of the previous years. The combination of these two, the increased profitability and the CapEx in line with our previous numbers, has as a result, the free cash flow generation of 87% of our EBITDA, which is substantial and proves that the company continues to create profits and cash and deleverage the organization in general. The result of the above mentioned is are proved in the next one in slide 12. As you can see, we further improved our deleverage. Our net debt went down from 2.4 in September to 2 times in December. This is the combination of improved profitability and increased cash. In the next 3 slides, we are presenting the profit and loss account, the balance sheet, and the cash flow. The presentation, along with the financial statements, are already uploaded in our investor relations area in our website, along with a detailed press release that explains the details of our financials. Please note that financial statements of 2024 are not audited yet. These are provisional. The audit is on its way right now and is expected to be finalized before the end of April. This concludes our presentation, and we are ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question or make a contribution on today's call, please press star one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star two. You will be advised when to ask your question. We will pause for just a quick moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We will take our first question from Amarjit Pawar, Fidelity International. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi there. So I had three questions. So the dividend paid this year was lower versus 2023. So could you provide like any kind of outlook, guidance or color on what kind of dividend payments can we expect for 2025? My second question was around the capital structure. What is the right level of leverage that you think PeopleSearch should have going forward? And my third question was, now growth has picked up a bit. So what are the sustainable growth expectations going ahead? Thanks.
Okay, I'll take those. On dividends, we should not, this is the same answer I give every time, we should not expect any changes the dividend policy we had so far. As a conservative dividend policy in the previous years, will continue more or less at the same level. On the capital structures, we said that we would like to have our capital structures, the leverage ratio close to 2, and now we are at 2. And we're going to continue. People say it's a conservative company, as we've done until now. I remember that before issuing this bond and for many years, and before the acquisition of Vaxibus, PeopleSoft has been a zero debt company for many years. On the third one, the growth potential of PeopleSoft is a high growth company. So going forward, we're always aiming to do the necessary things for growth. Of course, now we have some headwinds. Everyone will be happy to hear from me. This morning, a friend, an investor, I don't know if he's in the call, called me earlier and saying, can you guarantee me that you are not a car? People said it's not a car producing company. So no, we are not producing cars. We are not subject to tariffs. But globally, there are headwinds. In the English language, you can see, I mean, competition numbers, IELTS, and all the others are down 30-40% because there is less people moving for one country to the other, and migration is down. Still, we maintain our numbers, and I think we're going to have not a fantastic year, but I think we're going to have still a year that is, according to what's happening to the market, is going to be okay and good. I'm not allowed to talk about the future. Much.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad now. We'll pause for another quick moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. As a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad now. We'll pause for another quick moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. There are no further questions on the line, so I will now hand you back to your host for closing or additional remarks.
I would like to thank you all very much. We are pleased with these results. And see you in our next call. I wish you all the best in the new year. It's not new anymore, but anyway. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect.